Crabtree Farms releases the second annual Taste Buds Local Food Guide. Taste Buds today to savor local flavor. The Taste Buds Local Food Guide can be found at the Chattanooga Market, Main Street Farmers Market, and Green Life Grocery. It is also available online at tastebudsguide.org. Crabtree Farms is a nonprofit dedicated to connecting Chattanoogans with locally grown fresh food. Crabtree provides resources to increase the community's capacity to grow more food and to understand the underlying importance of a locally based food system. The Taste Buds Local Food Guide is developed by Crabtree Farms with the cooperation of many local farmers, chefs, moms, and other vocal locals, as they call them. An advisory committee met to shape the content and the look of this important local food guide for Chattanooga. The 2010 Taste Buds Guide is funded by the Benwood Foundation with support from their initiative called Gaining Ground. The Taste Buds name and logo were developed by university students as a project of the Professional Practices for Graphic Design class at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. These students worked with Leadership Chattanooga and Crabtree Farms in 2009 to bring the Taste Buds Local Food Guide to life. Melanie Mayo from Crabtree Farms quotes Michael Pollan, who's written extensively about the importance of eating nutritious food.
Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. And that's the simplest, easiest way to go about it. And I think that the Taste Buds Local Food Guide will help people be able to do just that, because you can connect with a farm specifically to maybe pick your own berries that you can do. You could pick your own berries with your family, make jam together, do something that kind of creates a little food heritage in your own little family. You can also link through the food guide, you can link with CSAs. Frequently we get calls here at Crabtree to sign up for our CSA, but it's full, so I refer them to the food guide because you can find a list of farms that also have CSAs. Also, if you're going to eat out, you know, it helps to have a guide to help you find restaurants that are serving food that you would want to serve your family at home. And if you're interested in gardening or want to be a part of a community garden so you can grow your own food, we now have community gardens listed in the food guide too. So it's not just about purchasing, it's about learning how you can grow your own as well, because that rounds out the picture of local food. It doesn't get more local than food that comes out of your own backyard. So there's eating local food and growing local food. It's all important.
In a move designed to increase the production and consumption of locally grown food, the Benwood Foundation has launched a comprehensive food system reform effort. They say by building strong connections in our food system, supporting partners from a farm to table, informing policymakers, and inspiring the public, Gaining Ground aspires to help bring better food to all and help our region view food in new ways. Gaining Ground is led by Jeff Fitzer, who has considerable experience in local food issues, having served as the first director of Crabtree Farms.
Cheap food isn't necessarily healthy food. I mean, walk into a convenience store, even walk through the center of most grocery stores and look at how highly refined and processed these foods are. I mean, many of them are so devoid of nutrients that they actually have to add nutrients back in, which isn't the same as a complex living plant that has all of the naturally occurring things that I don't think we even completely fully understand yet. But healthy food is a living thing, and it should be the centerpiece of our health and well-being regimens, is making sure that we're consuming all of those nutrients, making them available to the body. What's more natural in terms of healthcare than taking responsibility for making sure that the body has the nutrients available to be healthy?
I think with all of these processed foods, they make food a science. And to eat naturally and fresh, it's not scientific. You know, you don't end up having to count your calories and watch your fat grams, because you're eating in a wholly different way. You know, eating local just isn't about that at all. It's about respecting the place you're from, respecting the people that grow your food, and supporting your local economy. And I think it's about connections too. I think Paget Arnold talks about that a lot, but really being connected to your place, your community, means not just being connected to your people and going out to events. It means being connected to the food, the source of food in your community. So, and I see it every day with Crabtree, because people who come here feel so connected and they feel like they're a part of something. So food just has the power to pull people together. You break bread at a table together, and it means something.
And just follow the health and nutrition journals. I mean, the things that are good for us one month are bad for us next year. And I mean, it's a constantly evolving guessing game, because they're trying to separate out all of these elements that are very complex and are alive. It's also an important part of our local economy. And I think that's more and more obviously important when we're having, you know, national economic challenges and international economic instability, that developing resilience in our local economy and supporting our fellow members of the community, especially these hardworking farmers, is important. We in Chattanooga, according to a study done a couple years ago by the Ox Center, spend significantly less than 2% of our in-home food consumption dollar on local food products. Significantly less than 2%. If that number just went to 5%, it's estimated that that would be a $100 million annual impact on our local food economy. And this isn't $100 million. Again, it's local economy. It's not $100 million that goes out of the community to corporate headquarters somewhere, maybe dispersed to shareholders. But that goes directly to a farmer's pocket. A local farmer will spend over 75% of each dollar locally. So it's money that cycles through the economy and has you know, lasting impact.
If you would like the opportunity to meet your local farmers at Crabtree Farm, there will be a potluck this Thursday night at 5 p.m., which is open to the public. And while you're there, pick up a Taste Buds local food guide. For more information, go online to crabtreefarms.org, or you can link to our blog through wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.